button.
Yeah, I just came
here,
up with my bit today.
And
I mean, my rank for the
go
day.
Intro.
60.
Compress
59.
Over here.
This is a countdown. 57. The Mason Show.
Hey, would you please tell us what this is?
This continues to be a countdown.
This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
49,
oh, really? Is this a countdown to the Slade and Mason Show?
No. You're misunderstanding. It's a countdown to the Slade and Mason Show. You thought it was a countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
Right
now. It's not.
That's okay.
As you say, that's why we have erasers on our pencils. You know.
Hey, let's make a movie.
Okay,
we're going to load the gun.
Okay.
22. Continue on with the countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
Cut.
17, can you tell I don't like Alec Baldwin?
As we are entering the countdown
cut.
To the Slade and Mason Show.
Medic.
11. Yes. 10. This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
All I heard was this crack and then
five,
a bang.
Four.
Next thing I know, her chest
two,
was busted wide open.
One.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hey, this must be the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That's all, folks.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
And welcome to another exciting day in Virginia.
It is a beautiful Sunday. The sun is shining. We're about to get out of this butthole cold that we've had the last week. We're going to get up into the mid-60s, near 70.
It's going to be warm. It's really weird.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, looking forward to it. All right, real quick. This is the Slade and Mason Show.
Good for you.
It's all about you and us.
Thank you. So far, so good.
It's like a radio program.
No, it is not.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week.
No, we just sit here and lie all morning. This is lie to these people. Just get it over with.
It's basically our take on it.
Time.
We're just saying the things you're thinking, but you'd never hear on the radio. We're just trying to have fun.
Polite.
Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to, unless you hear otherwise. It's brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music, because
we're cheap.
That's right. So don't forget to check out our website where you can buy some merchandise and that picture from Instagram where you can see that front in 2016.
Which, by the way.
Yep.
I think on our last episode, I mentioned what I want for Christmas from you.
Yes, you did.
Because I tried to order it myself and it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it either doesn't take debit cards or some crap like that, but it's like I wanted that purple hoodie with the Slade and Mason logo on it so that I could wear it around here all the time. I mean, my cup, I use this cup every day. It's sitting in the kitchen, and then it's sitting in the control room.
Come down to Brimley's. Okay.
Brimley's. Pretty good food. All right.
Now, don't forget to tell your friends and neighborhood friends and cops and people you see in the street that you, the man in the plaid shirt, you are actually listening to the Slade and Mason Show. And as always, we are brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats, which we'll talk about after the break, if I remember. Mr. J.D. Slade.
Assuming that is your real name.
You can assume all you want. You know what happens when you assume.
Would you by chance have your typical, atypical, I should say, morning rant?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Mason, I do.
Oh.
And I came up with it not less than 10 minutes ago.
Because
I saw a story and it's like, and this brings me to my rant. But before I do that, of course, you know, I took a couple of days off from the radio station. I was in some very heavy negotiations. The negotiations turned out in my favor.
Yay.
So, you know, again, I'll be working for another couple of weeks. Now, on to the rant. You know what I really, really dislike about this time of year?
We've already
given people all the crap about, you know, again, stores that are already lined up with Christmas tahu up the yin yang.
Yeah.
And how we forget that between Halloween and Christmas, there's another holiday.
Super Bowl.
As you can tell, the sports fan here. Okay, so, but I'm bringing this up because there are some things about Thanksgiving that I can definitely do without. And you know, what the first one is?
Relatives.
Well, relatives, yeah. I don't have to worry about that. I told you, I have a very, very small family, so it's like there's not many of us left. But no, I cannot. And I have been in the Gimbel's Parade.
Mm-hmm.
I have viewed the Macy's Parade.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not like parades.
Why?
I just don't, because number one, first off, it's cold as a witch's in a brass.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's like, it's the same cartoon balloons, the same dresses, the same schools, the same marching bands. It's like, and they're all playing the same stupid songs. All right. So now, then it's like on Thanksgiving morning, starting at like 8:30, you start seeing lineups. And you start seeing lineups. And then at 9 o'clock, now we're going to watch people just walk up a street.
Yay.
Which is not thrilling. And I have been in parades and they're not thrilling. They're not fun. And your feet tend to hurt, especially if you're walking on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You've ended up stepping in horse duty because you can't step out of the line when you're marching.
Mm-hmm.
I it's not entertaining. It is not. I'd rather have 3 hours of cartoons on than to have to watch a parade. I really, really would. And then, of course, you know, you've got your MCs who are trying to make it sound all exciting. And isn't this a thrill? And look at that.
Oh, look, here comes Popeye. You remember the last time Popeye came back? The last time was 1975.
Olives oil.
They pulled olive oil out there. They got Popeye up and running. They had a tear in him. It was 167 feet long. Yeah.
Between that and what's his name? Garfield the Cat.
Oh.
And don't forget Bullwinkle.
Oh, what's the speedy one? The Hedgehog. What's his name?
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That's the most recent one. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it is. I have never liked Thanksgiving parades because it's 3 hours that I don't get to see anything but people walking.
Well,
and that's not my idea of entertainment. I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you this, as a scientist. And I'm gonna stick my head out and say, yes, I'm a scientist. I do scientific studies. But as a scientist, I think it's also a tremendous waste of helium because they don't fill those up with hydrogen. Those get filled up with helium. And we need helium for some things like MRIs and possibly the start of a free energy system, nuclear fusion. So wasting it on decorative balloons.
25 balloons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I just, like I said, I mean, maybe there was a day when that was like necessary, but that day is long gone, long past. It's like, you know, I don't know. I really don't know anybody who actually sits down and for 3 hours sits there and watches the parade. I cannot name one person. As a matter of fact, I don't think I can name anybody that I know close regarded that even watches any parades.
Nope.
So, you know, there it is. Let's just go ahead and get into the football and get into the eating and then go into the coma. Boom. Very good. Nicely done. Very nicely, neatly wrapped up in a bow and done.
Just marvelous. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Slade, for your...
Thank you.
For your
By the way, yes? If you are going to be dumb enough to watch Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, let's see, there's going to be 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 36 inflatables, and the parade's also going to have 800 clowns, Santa, and a baby Yoda.
Clowns are scary.
Shut up! Now, let me just explain why I just snapped at my partner. Because I am a clown aficionado. Mm. I have a collection of clowns that is the envy of any clown lover. Mm. And it's because I am a clown. Mm. The reason I am a clown is because every day before I go on the air, I put on my happy face. And it's like, and for the next 4 hours, everything is right with the world. Mm-hmm. At the end of the 4 hours, I take off this mask and go, God, what a crapshoot.
Just like a true, true clown.
Again, and because my smile is painted on just like a clown, nobody can know what's going on in the back of my nodule. Mm-hmm. You know, so and that's my protective. That's my protection. So
there's so clown, many creepy
but I could kick Stephen King's dead square in the butt for what's that?
It
Penny Maker. No, it. Penny
yeah.
Face.
Yeah, for the movie. What is book it from the movie It from it. The book?
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
Penny something.
Penny like Whistle or something.
Yeah, well, I could say, I mean, because he did. He actually instilled fear of clowns into people.
No, it's interesting you mention that because some people independently have always been freaked out by clowns. Just for some reason, and it has a lot to do with, and I forget what the term is, but like if you see a distorted face, especially with horror flicks and things like that, it something in the back of your brain says, oh my gosh, this is right. And you freak out. Children will instinctively, initially, first time out, freak out when they see a clown. Until they see it, huh?
And Santa.
Until they see it doing something buffoonish, in which case it's, oh, now I get to laugh. Now I get the joke. This is something to laugh at. But some people never got past that and have always been afraid of clowns. I have a lot of friends who are afraid of clowns.
I cannot understand that to save my life.
It has to do with, and I forget what the term is, but it's whenever you see a distorted face, it sets something off back in your lizard brain that says, this isn't right. And I have to get away from this very, very quickly because it's creeping me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, you know, people are just.
It's the lizard brain. Brain.
Oh, okay. I am the lizard king.
Lizard brain. So, hey, did you, so how many clocks do you have in your house?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 2. And so, and I had to change those. So, because they all said like, I was late to the Slade and Mason show, but I wasn't because it's like an hour from now. But all the other clocks, everything electronic has been switched over to daylight wasting time or whatever we're at right now.
Well, you see, again, that's I because I don't wait until the last minute for anything. Mm. So it's like I actually set my clocks on Friday.
Oh my gosh. Where's that delivery person? He's like an hour late. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Yeah,
I was still afraid that I messed up the one alarm clock that I depend on to get me up. So it's like this morning I was laying in bed. And I had said that I was going to lay in bed until like 5:30. Mm-hmm. And I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, wow, I got another hour and a half. And, you know, you ever get – there's sometime that you get in your bed where – every position you get into is better than the last one. It feels so snuggly and warm, and you just roll up in the fetal position. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what I get into early in the morning.
Oh, dear.
But tomorrow morning, I can't do that. Tomorrow morning, I got to be up at 2. So that's why I'm in here doing this now because, like I say, I don't like to wait until the last minute. Mm-hmm. I like to get my stuff done. So I've already done my voice tracks for tomorrow. You know, again, I already have ideas about the show. And like I say, I thought, yeah, let me see what's going on in the Slade and Mason world. So, good morning, Mr. Mason.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
So, morning time brings about breaking fast, which is basically the first meal after slumber.
Oh, okay. Breaking Pads. Okay.
Yes, that's basically what it means. So what typically in a, what is the first meal that you have? The first thing you eat in the morning?
Believe it or not, it's usually, I usually put together a little sandwich for myself that I pack the night before so I can have something about 7:20 or so and eat something.
Okay.
So it's usually a sandwich or something.
Okay. So that would be like a,
it's a light lunch.
Some type of meat sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, meat.
So, and I bring this up because I was like, so people freak out when I will say things like, well, what did you have for breakfast? Oh, let's see. I had, there was a leftover beef stroganoff. I had some of that with the broccoli and, and they're like, ew, that's dinner food. And I'm like, wait, it's dinner food only if you eat it at dinner time.
That's
right. It's
and
breakfast
if you are
food.
Blind, you don't know what time it is.
That's right. So it's just eat it, for God's sake. But I've had people absolutely freak out on me when I or for dinner. Oh, we're going to have like pancakes.
Bowl of cereal.
Yeah, bowl of cereal.
Yes, sir.
Bacon, you know, I'm going to have it that way. For
I had
dinner?
To stop eating bacon because I love bacon, you know. It's like, and I love it when it's all crispy, so crispy that, you know, you put it in your mouth, it's like dust.
Yeah.
I had to stop doing that because I actually ate almost a pound bacon.
What's wrong
and
with that?
I feel, I feel awful. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, it's like, you know, that's the way to make you go on a diet, man. You just eat so much of something that makes you sick.
Well, I don't know. Do you like garlic?
No.
Oh, never mind then. I was gonna. Nope, I was gonna recommend because, you should have some pasta carbonara, but you know.
Oh no! It's like no. The garlic thing doesn't work for me because I've been around too many people, and it almost makes one ill.
No,
when you
it's
smell
great.
That.
It's great. Oh my gosh! Mm-mm. So the trick is to when
cultural
you,
difference
when you smell well, what about having a salami? Salami's got a lot of garlic in it.
I don't eat salami.
Oh, man. What about an authentic German bologna?
I don't know whether I've eaten. I mean, I have had German bologna, but I don't know whether it's actual German bologna or whether it's just processed German bologna. So. But it smells like liverwurst, so.
Yeah, no. That's not even proper. But my point is this. Having something breakfasty for dinner or having something dinner-like for breakfast, it shouldn't be a crime. It should be celebrated.
You got to remember, listen, wait a minute. As a graduate of Mr. Jefferson's University, I cannot tell you how many mornings I started my day with cold pizza and warm beer.
Heck yeah.
Yes, sir. The breakfast of champions.
I can tell you dozens and dozens of times I've had leftover spaghetti and meatballs or spaghetti
Hell
and sausage
yeah.
from the night before. Yeah.
I mean, like I say, it doesn't say that you have to have grains and cereal.
No.
It just says eat something.
No. As a matter of fact, that whole thing about eating breakfast cereal was...
put together by Post and Kellogg.
Yeah, it was actually Kellogg. But no, you're right. It was by Kellogg. And here's how he did it. Here's how he did it. This was really slimy. He went into the doctor's office and he goes, yeah, I'm paying for your time. Yeah. Got a question for you. So you haven't eaten for 3 days. Oh my. Yeah, you haven't eaten for 3 days. Okay. Would you say this is a good thing to have for breakfast? And he shows like a standard bowl of cereal and some toast and jam and oh yeah, I definitely would recommend that. Thank you, doctor. Thank you
doctors
very, very
recommend.
Much. Yep, doctors recommend Kellogg's. Kellogg's for breakfast time with Tony the Tiger. Yeah, that was actually, it was a setup. It was a setup, and it was basically set up for initially Kellogg's was it was a health retreat. It was a health retreat, and he got people into the health retreat. You know, just that they'd be you know eating like I don't know boiled
corn
chicken.
Flakes.
No, not at the time, but boiled chicken or whole grains. He was trying to get people away from the red meats and the porks and things like that. And yes, then he started off with the grains and pressing them and making little flakes out of them, and then you'd eat them. And then he got this whole shtick going on with the doctor recommended, and next thing you know, he's got Kellogg's, you know, frosted flakes, and That's where Kellogg's came from. It was a scam. It was a scam.
It wasn't a scam. It wasn't a scam. It is the way that America does business. And, you know, again, I don't care what you tell me. It's like just that slimy, slimy bit. Listen, do you know why we had such a problem with marijuana for so long?
Yeah, because it's really hard to grow. I mean, when
William Randolph Hearst owned a lot of timberland.
Mm.
And people were discovering that hemp would make great paper products,
mm-hmm.
even better than cutting down all the trees in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, William Randolph Hearst started a smear campaign against marijuana, which is what ended up leading it to become listed as a Schedule I drug. That's the same schedule as heroin, cocaine, you know, again, but William Randolph Hearst, he decided he was going to make sure. And he ended up screwing us for almost 80 years.
Yep. Nice guy.
But guess what?
But.
Here's to you, William Randolph Hearst.
Oh, my.
People do not know how educated I am. It's like I fool them all the time because I play this stupid clown, but it's because I'm supposed to. That's my role.
Mm.
But take advantage of the clown and see what happens. Ah! Mm.
Well, I'll do that. I'll be sitting there chit-chatting on the phone with a customer, and I'll go, and the ramp up say piece, and he went and go, wait, how do you know about that in my industry? Anyway, so what I'd recommend to you, sir, is really. How did you know that? Mm-hmm. Never mind. Moving on. Roofing. Hey, so let's say you tell the customer it's 14 squares and it's 2,800. Wait, how do you know these things? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. High school graduate. Moving on. Let me ask you, growing things.
Yes.
Have you ever grown
Yes.
Broccoli?
Absolutely. Oh, no. Broccoli's a real weird vegetable because it's like it can't stand cold.
No, it likes cold.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It's a cold one.
No, it doesn't. Broccoli does not like cold.
You're thinking cauliflower.
No, I'm telling you, you'll freeze out the broccoli and all the vegetables, all the nutrients, and it'll be gone.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, you take some broccoli and throw it outside, just let it sit there and see if you can eat it in 3 days.
Oh, no. That's different, but it likes the colder weather for growing, and they're like beans. But anyway, so yeah, I'm attempting to try to grow broccoli, so we'll see how that goes. But
you're trying all these dumb things. Things that people have grown for years.
Yeah.
Grow something you don't know anything about.
I don't know about growing broccoli, so jerk.
Never mind.
Okay. So
all right, wait a minute now. Let me see
all right,
here.
All right. So
do you know
the muffin
how
man?
Much how much money dead people earn?
Well,
no, I'm gonna tell
let's
you.
See,
really.
2% interest aggregated over 400 years. Dracula, dude, is rich. That guy is just loaded. Why do you think he lives in a big mansion? I like two cows. Dead people. All right, so how much do dead people make?
Michael Jackson last year.
You mean those type of dead people?
Yeah. Michael Jackson last year made $7 million.
That's it?
Well,
wow.
He's been dead 15 years, man. Good Lord. How long do you think they're keep buying his music? No new music coming out, no new sales. All right.
How much has Elvis Presley made this past year?
Elvis Presley, he's still in the top five earners. John Lennon is in the top five earners.
Mm.
Bro Bible, now, do you remember the tragedy of Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
You know, he died in that helicopter crash on New Year's Day or something. So, but before he took that fatal helicopter trip, he invested in the sports drink Body Armor before his death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Body Armor is selling their brand to Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Kobe's family is going to receive $400 million from the deal. Kobe originally invested $6 million in the company in 2014.
Wow.
Quite a return.
Wow.
Quite a return. He will be one of the number one earners of the year for dead people.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. The okay.
And I used to watch and yet I've not been invited to his Christmas party.
No, sir. I didn't even get an invite to the funeral.
Jimmy crickets. All right.
I said to hell with him. Okay. There you go. So anyway, now here's the other thing, and I'm going to go side note real quick. See, everybody's looking at Kobe Bryant like, oh, what a saint. It's so sad that he got killed so young. Yeah, but Kobe Bryant was a dog. I mean, his wife is a beautiful woman. He was like cheating on her left and right. As a matter of fact, she got a $5 million ring out of his cheating. So, all right. So I used to watch a lot of television, and I stopped because television is a vast wasteland. And it's like, and if I'm going to fill my head with garbage, I'll just put it right in there myself.
Just sit right back in here.
There was a show a couple of years ago on Fox, and I got hooked on it. It was called Joe Millionaire.
Joe Millionaire.
Okay, now here's the deal. Joe Millionaire was this guy, and Fox set him up so that he was absolutely wealthy, and sent him out on dates with women. And of course, the women were more interested in how much money he had and not real relationship. I don't know why they expected anything different, but they're bringing it back, and this time the show's going to have two single male contestants. Women are going to have to decide which one is the real millionaire and which one is not. The first time out, the guy wasn't a millionaire. And in the last show, he gets to reveal to this woman who's just falling in love with him. Oh, she just loves him to pieces. He's going to be with him forever and ever. And he reveals that I'm not a millionaire.
I make $32,000 a year.
I'm a construction worker.
And I live in my mom's basement.
And you want to talk about honest looks. If you could have seen the initial face on this woman, wow, I loved it. Now, the upside is, because she was fooled, Fox did give her $500,000. For being, well, because, hey, listen, listen to what people do. They're putting themselves on the line to show what a gold digger they are.
And then we reward them.
and then we reward them with gold. You know, I mean, what the hell? You know, just, but so I used to watch it. I watched it every week. And it's like, and I would watch these women scheming, conniving, man. I mean, like, woo. These were not very nice women at all.
$500,000.
So when Joe revealed that he wasn't a millionaire, like I'd say, oh, boy, this woman's heart just sank until she got that $500,000 check.
Yeah, maybe I could put on some lipstick and I can go down to the local Fox station.
The show debuts in January. Break.
Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason Show.
Womp, womp.
Today in history, November 7th, 335. Anastasian is banished to Trier on charges that he prevented a grain fleet from sailing to Constantinople. I really have no idea what that's all about. I just thought it'd be really interesting to share with you. 1665, the London Gazette. The oldest surviving journal is first published. Copies of the old journal were found in most of the dentist's office. 1893, women in the U.S. state of Colorado are granted the right to vote. First women allowed to vote, then marijuana growth. There's something wrong with that Colorado. Hippie freaks. 1908, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid are reportedly killed in San Jacinto, Bolivia. See, now, and I don't think that's true because the one guy went on to do some movies and the other guy has sold some tomato sauce, so I don't know if that's right. 1910, the first air freight shipment from Daytona, Ohio to Columbus, Ohio is undertaken by the Wright brothers and a department store owner of Max Morehouse. The air freight shipment was delivered by air. Unfortunately, it wasn't an anvil. Probably not a great idea. 1929, New York City, the Museum of Modern Art opens to the public. Unfortunately, being modern art, a lot of people thought it wasn't ready yet, so people are just walking around going, is that it then? Is that it? That's done? 1944. Franklin Delano Roosevelt is elected for the record fourth term as president of the United States of America. If he went for a fifth term, they were going to send him out on tour with the Rolling Stones and Aerosmith. And finally, 2002, Iran bans advertising of the United States products. But reruns of Three's Company were a go. I just love that, Chrissy. I'm Dan Mason, and that's November 7th.
Yeah?
Hot Girl Pizza, I'm Heidi. Here's your Hot Girl Pizza as you ordered.
Thanks. Wait a minute. I ordered pepperoni.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. The last guy's order got this order messed up, too. He got pepperoni pizza, and he ordered cheese. That'll be $32.50.
They're not exactly the brightest penny in the bunch, but God, aren't they lovely.
Hi, it's me, Heidi, your hot girl pizza girl.
You were just here like 4 minutes ago.
Oh my God, you're right. I thought you had a twin brother. How was your pepperoni pizza?
You gave it to the other guy, remember? I got the plain cheese.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, bye. Hot Girl Pizza, it's me, Heidi. Here's your Hot Girl Pizza as you ordered.
Oh, thank great. Hey, wait a minute. This looks like DiGiorno.
I know, right? So I was going to deliver the pizza, but I got a call from my boyfriend who told me his best friend's girlfriend had car trouble and he had to help him. And then he ran into his old girlfriend who was from out of town, who he said was the reason they got BD 2 years ago. Can you believe it? After 2 years? So he said he needed to help her move some boxes in her new apartment. My boyfriend is so nice that way, so I promised I was going to get them some pizza from the store, but the store hadn't opened yet, so I gave him yours, and then I stopped to go get you some DiGiorno. Just follow the directions on the box. It'll be $32.50.
Not a bright penny in the bunch of them. But you're gonna love Hot Girl Pizza Delivery. Hot Girl Pizza, coming to an area near you.
Thank you.
must now return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, that was All right, that was Clarence Williams with the Washboard Band. With
Clarence Williams, he was Link in the Mod Squad.
Not this one. This is Clarence Williams, his dad. There we go. In
liar
and his Washboard Band Orchestra with Chocolate Avenue in celebration of today, National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. So, yeah, National Bittersweet Chocolate. I guess you can get, somebody still sells that stuff. If not, you can always buy it. Maybe, I'm trying to think who would sell it. You know, you could do the chocolate cupboard.
You could go behind the library. There'll probably be some guy in a trench coat who'll be willing to sell you. Oh, no, yeah. You're talking about chocolate.
No, real chocolate. So what you could do is they do still sell the, you know, the almonds with the chocolate coating on them. So they're like still almond shape, but, you know, that's, you could make it yourself.
They're still hard as pebbles, man, when you bite into one.
Crack. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Kellogg's.
Kellogg's.
They're great.
The best tea you each morning.
And now in time for dinner. Okay, this portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy's on the Icy Treats. My buddy Sheila, she is sitting there waiting at the other end of the phone, waiting for you to call her at 804-617-8827. Again, she's sitting there on the other end of the phone at 804-617-8827. Operators are standing by. Give them the call, 804-617-8827. Got a pen? 804-617-8827. Why would you call? Well, I will explain to you. So Sheila has a big, huge red truck. It's a food truck. And normally inside the food truck is food. Well, it is, but it isn't. But it's an ice truck. So what she does is she has two Italian ice shredders. And what they do is they shred the ice paper thin. Oh my gosh, this stuff is so good. And then it lands in a little container. And then she puts a different flavoring syrups on top, and she put little sprinkles and weird stuff. It's really pretty neat. And so if you got a birthday party coming up or a corporate event or even a fundraiser, give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. Or, you know what you could do? You could go to the website at ICEYSOMETHIN.
Leave out the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. Or you can visit them on Instagram, Facebook. They're everywhere. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. I know it's the season of coldness, but you can block in some time for spring and the summertime and late fall. 804-617-8827.
That nice shaved ice would probably go good with an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, let me tell you something. One of the best parties I ever went to was it was a January 1st New Year's celebration outdoors. It was rocking. Loud music. We had a bonfire. It was a lot of fun. Can you imagine having the truck there at that time? That would be a whole lot of fun. Yeah, you could drizzle on some rum.
Now, here's
now Sheila's question. Not going to do that. She's just going to give you the flavor.
I asked you months ago.
Yeah.
I said, Dan.
Yes.
Why don't you one Sunday morning just call Sheila, bring her on the show so we can talk to her. You know, it's like we've been doing this show now.
4 years.
Almost, No.
Oh,
no,
you mean
no, no.
Originally?
Yeah.
Like no, 10 years, least, 11 years.
10 years. Yes. Yeah. You know, and of course, so the last 5 years, we've had Icy Something Icy on, but you never have Icy Something Icy on.
Mm.
Like I say, it would be a very simple thing. It's like I do it every day. I call and I say, Cynthia, hey, listen, this is Dan. Yeah, you know. Well, she's, yeah, we did, but.
She's at church right now. So,
well, like I say, you can arrange for her to, you know, again. But like I said, because I would love to talk to her about what made her want to do this kind of thing. You know, right. I'm Mike Wallace. I ask serious questions.
All right. Well, I will officially reach out to her. I will ask her if she wants to join us maybe next week.
Now, I think that would be cool.
And then I can invite her into our little meeting pool, and she can chit chat with us, and we can go from there.
Let's see here. Okay. Now, this, of course, I was on my little mini vacation when we came into the month of November. And like I say, I still haven't heard anybody talking about Thanksgiving.
No, because all the Christmas stuff is out.
I knew I was in trouble 2 weeks ago, you know, because it's like I have to do the make good spots here that we get from the network. Mm-hmm. When I started hearing ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 ding. Every commercial starts with ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 ding. I'm not ready for that. But I'll tell you what, Business Insider is saying retailers, they're sending 12 times more black item ads than they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stores have already kicked off their Black Friday sales early because of supply chain issues. I think that that's probably crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want, you know, again, if you're just determined that you're going to have the latest absolute, then, you know, I guess maybe you will have to wait.
eBay.
But I'm told that this chip shortage, man, is causing all kinds of problems.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the chip shortage. I found out that who's the biggest complainer about the chip shortage right now?
Computer industry, Intel.
Nope, 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 nope.
Oh, auto manufacturing.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding. Do you know why the
because
auto industry?
They sell all these damn cards with all these computer chips that, you know, again, that you can't work on when you're on your own. So it's like, if you can't get the chips, you can't sell the cards.
Right. But here's what's happening. It's the chip manufacturers are upset with the car industry because they're using chips that were designed in the 1970s. And they don't want to upgrade their systems. They just keep adding more functionality on top of the old 1970s chips. And the manufacturer's like, dude, we don't even have the equipment to make that old junk anymore. We're making new chips. You have to redesign all your wiring. And they're like, no, we're not doing that.
We're going to make new junk.
Yeah. You don't hear Elon Musk complaining because he's got a brand new system. He's like, I got new chips. I'm fine. I got no problem with chips. It's
As
Ford.
As a matter of fact, did you see Elon Musk has sold, make sure I get this.
His wife?
100,000 electric cars.
Yeah.
To the U.S. government.
Yeah. Oh, to the U.S. government. Yes. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, and they're going to use them for Ubers and things like that.
Ooh. Yeah. So, so this is, and now you got me on something different. So we're going to spend like $1.8 trillion. And the lion's share of it is rebuilding the existing broken infrastructure that we have right now. I think that's a mistake. Personally, here's what we should be doing. Focusing on a new sustainable system. Because if I tear up, you know, 80 miles of blacktop and I lay down a new 80 miles of blacktop, you know what that's going to look like in 6 years? All torn up again.
Look just like it does now.
Yeah. So here's what we should be doing. And we all got to think outside the box a little bit here. Not everyone should own their own car. I didn't think about this. Cars sit for like 99% of the time you own them. They just sit hanging out, waiting for you to use them. Everybody's got one in their driveway. Now, if there was a true system in place where you didn't have to own a car, you could just use this public device or ask for a public device to come to your home and then you use it and get it. What we have right now is broken. And we're doing is sticking a $1.8 trillion Band-Aid on top of it.
On a gunshot wound.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And I'm like,
Well, now, first off, Dano, it's like, you know, we only got one part of the bill done, and that's the $1 trillion that the president was going to the mixed matter issues, you know, again. But there's a $1.8 trillion bill that is still sitting. And it's like they're, it was going to be taken care of by the end of September. Then it was going to be done by Halloween. Now it's going to be done by Thanksgiving. And I got a feeling that it's not going to be done then. But, you know, we do not focus on those issues because, number one, there's enough general media that's taking care of that. Mm-hmm. We talk about the good stuff that's going on in life. Like, for instance, are you ready for Christmas? No. All right, listen, I got an investment deal for us, Dan.
Oh, goody, 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 goody.
Okay, now listen. All right, here we go.
I got 20 bucks.
We got an opportunity to pick up the rights to a very popular group.
Okay.
All right. Now, they've made, their movies have made $1.4 billion at the box office.
Okay.
CNBC says that the rights to Alvin and the Chipmunks are for sale.
How much?
It's a drop in the bucket. $300 million.
Oh. Let me go check the couch.
Oh, my God. Yes, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there is a reason that this country has the fattest people in the world. It's because of what we continuously stick in our mouths. And it is my job to point out the inequities of the food industry. Let's start out by saying, let's see here. Well, we got Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's like, and they're not really worth eating. Okay, Collider Magazine says that a new cereal based on the horror movie Scream is going to hit store shelves in January.
Shocking.
The red cereal has crispy marshmallow clusters. No, it's a cluster, all right? It ain't got nothing to do with marshmallows. Inside Edition says Oreo cookie prices are expected to rise by as much as 7% next year. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Social Security is going to give its recipients a 6% raise, but Oreo cookies are going up 7%. So you're still not going to be able to afford cookies.
Well, I can always go get some no-eos.
The price increase is due to supply chain issues. That's going to be the reason for everything in the world.
Yep.
Let's see here. That, $400 million. Okay. Okay. PR Newswire says that the... Oh, have you ever used the Butterball turkey line?
No.
I knew I was asking the wrong person. All right. The Butterball Turkey Talk line is officially open for the holiday season. The number is 800-288-8372. That's 800-288-8372. Operators are standing by.
Is it bad that I left the plastic on the outside and I put it in the oven frozen?
Yes, that's very bad.
All right. Bird's Eye Foods. They're revealing that 29% of people would rather go give up lovemaking than do dishes again. What the hell is wrong with people? I mean, come on, give me a break.
What? Why is Bird's Eye getting involved?
You never find cut vegetables like mine. They're so perfect for you. I love you all night through.
All right, and for those of you who want to feel sorry for the tech industry, the BBC says that Apple has lost $6 billion in sales because of the current chip shortage.
Yeah.
Maybe they should go to the Butterball hotline. And that again, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are the fattest society in the world.
We should get Weird Al on one day.
You know, I am almost as tired right now as I am when I do my morning show. All right. I must have put a lot of energy into this.
So, can you get Weird Al on one day?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I use Pharrell Williams' Happy in the morning. He's got a version that's called Tacky.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm going to play that tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right.
Just.
But you have contacts. You have contacts.
Sure.
Can you get Weird Al on one day?
I don't know. I'll have to call Andre and see what he's up to, because it's like he's not really doing a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's weird. It's kind of like sitting in the background these days. But he's still doing like podcasts and stories and news and what have you. But music-wise and traveling, nope. He's kind of hanging alone for a little bit.
No.
See, nobody knows what we're talking about. It's so sad.
I know, but that's what makes it so much fun, because I get to laugh about it and they're just left out of the joke.
So you talked about chip supplies. You know, it's funny. I don't even blink anymore when I go to the grocery store and, like, there's no butter on the shelves. I go, come back tomorrow.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I just live too simple. That's what it is. It's like this. I don't worry about the price of food.
Nope, because you eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm going to eat. Yeah. Again, I can't be worried about so-called shortage that I'm going to get so... I mean, excuse me.
Yep.
I have... There I am talking to that damn Dan Mason. Got to hit it. But I also... I mean, you know, I have my needs and I have my wants and I have my... They're all taken care of. And I don't think... And because of cultural differences... See, again, I like white beans. Man, I can eat them all day long.
And you live by yourself, so that's an okay thing.
I live by myself, so it's a wonderful thing. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, so when you say white beans, you're talking like Northerns? They're called Northerns. I'm not being culturally incorrect.
Northern Navy beans.
And do you put molasses on them?
No.
Oh, man.
No. You put a big piece of fat back on it.
Mm.
Boil it in there. Get that
cheese. Oh, so you actually boil them up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Put some molasses in there and or brown sugar. Oh,
why
would
I want to do that?
And a little bit of dry mustard.
You're turning my beans into garbage.
So you don't like spicy things, do you?
I used to. I can't eat them anymore. My stomach has gotten just so, I mean, I've torn my stomach up so badly in the past that it's now not forgiving me. And so it's not letting me do things like I used to like to want to do. Mm-hmm. I had a quesadilla couple of days ago, and that thing was spicy, and I ate it about 1 o'clock, and about 4 o'clock I started
my stomach's gurgling,
it's like it's kind of warm down there, chest is getting a little warm too, so
I don't know what happened to me, but for some reason my my heat scale has gone up. I mean, I'm putting hot sauce on my hot sauce. I mean, that's and that just makes it palatable, you know.
Well, see, again, I also have to be wary, because, like I say, I get heartburn in the middle of the night. It's a real pain in the ass. It really is. So I try to eat things that are not going to give me indigestion or diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
You get Pepto-Bismol. Coke soothes and relieves for all your indigestive needs. Yes.
Like I said, so I'm getting ready to come back to work. And like I say, I started out, I got everything done ready for me tomorrow morning. I got to do two shows after I get done the morning show. And then it's like,
So you mentioned you were looking for the hoodie. So something I do not want for Christmas, and it's all the rage, is something called a uni-wheel. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So a car has four tires and it keeps you nice and flat on the road. Okay.
Right.
All right. A tricycle has three, keeps
you
nice and flat.
So you've got a 3-point of balance.
Oh, yeah. It's great. All right. Bicycle takes a little finagling. You got to figure out how to get a bicycle to work. And basically you're balancing on the, it's interesting. Bicycles, you're balancing on the front wheel, believe it or not. And the back is really just a stabilization system. They're not really quite sure exactly how a bicycle works, but it's along those lines. And you're basically steering where you're, it's like a controlled fall, if you will. A bicycle is a controlled fall. Now.
Yeah, okay.
They have these new gizmo. All right, well, let's go backwards in time. They had, the original was called Ginger. And it's now Segway. Do you remember Segways?
Yes, I remember Segways.
Okay.
Yes.
You get on a Segway. It's a two-wheeled doohickey. It's like, and you had to very carefully balance yourself. And sometimes if you're not right, it goes, you're off at about 40 miles an hour into a wall, which sucks. Okay. Because first off, you just spent $4,000 on this stupid device. And the next thing you know, you're, you know, got
$180,000 in hospital fees.
Now, somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to design something called a uni wheel. And as you can guess by the name of it, it only has one wheel. So for the love of God, please don't anybody ever purchase for me something called a uni wheel, because no. And it's basically that. You can go upwards of 40 miles an hour on this rechargeable, Segwayed, single wheel device.
Have you seen the prices on these things?
Oh, they're expensive as all get out. The other thing that blows my mind away is every time you see a commercial, no one's got a helmet on, no crash gear. They're all like, hey, man, this is the best awesome thing ever, son of God, man. Hey, come with me. It'll be awesome and great. Yeah. So
I'm going to tell you, anybody who spends $1,800 on me and gives me something like this, I'm going to shove it where the sun don't shine. I promise you. I promise you. Yes, sir.
Because you know me, I'm the king of cheap. Oh, cheap. You know what? I got to tell you this spring. So I've been building things with wood. Don't get gross. I don't mean it like that. So I've been looking for, among other things, a drill press, because there are things you can do with a drill press, okay, that you just can't do with a handheld drill. So sure enough, I was perusing through the wonderful world of Facebook. Don't judge me. And some guy was selling a drill press for $20. I said, I don't care if this thing runs or not. I'm buying it, right? I get over there. The guy's in his late 70s. And he's like, oh, it's a 5-speed. And you pull off the cover. You have to move the belts down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is like when I went to high school. It was like this shop class with Mr. Fritz. And you're like, all right, boys, I got this. This is how you move the little key lever over. You put the belt. I'm like, that's what this thing was. So I gave the guy $20. I picked up the 80-pound monster and I stuck it in the back of my car. And I'll be damned if that thing didn't fire right up. Holy moly. So I have a drill press from 1986. 1986! That has a Heckinger stamp on it.
Oh my gosh, Heckinger's still in business?
No, long since gone. Long since gone. But I'm like, oh my God. Gosh, look at this, is crazy. So, so I gave the guy the $20, and I'm like, thank you very much. And I brought it home, and now I have a drill press, and I had to put a lot of WD-40 on it because basically it was really rusted out. But I can't get the chuck off, so I gotta go get a universal chuck. Unless I want to drill everything in a 3/8 inch hole, that's all I got. Oh, Freddie, good timing.
A little joyous music.
So, there you go. So,
we've come to the end.
We have, apparently.
This is the end. Bum, bum, bum.
My only friend, the end. Dun, dun, dun. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
I was thinking of that stupid song last week. Yeah,
that was me doing that to you.
Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
This is that tune.
Mrs. Brown's found something red. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am Henry the Eighth. I am.
Is that a G?
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Tom. So there ain't no girl named Emery.
Henry the Eighth, I am.
Second birth, same as the first.
Oh, man, Henry the Eighth. All right. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Bye-bye.
Out of a hotline, this is Gladys.
Yeah, my Uncle Henry got drunk and he put the turkey on top of his head. What do I do?
Set the oven for 375 and throw Uncle Henry in.
Ah, yes, and how are we supposed to clean the turkey? You just get Dawn, take a whole bowl, a bottle of Dawn,
oh, no!
Get it under the wings, make sure it's nice and soapy.